Hello, jolly good people, and welcome to today's episode of TLBS. And I must say, it is really spiffing to have you guys back today on today's episode. So we are going to discuss something that sort of is like a spin-off from where we stopped last time, and that is from the episode, I Think God Is Angry With Me. And today we're talking about I Think I Am Angry With God. And with us in the studio, I have my friend and my brother, Mr. Ibuka Ibukwe, and he is going to share a few insights on some of the questions that we got from people. Yes, people sent in questions asking about a couple of things that might be bothering them. So, without wasting much of our time, welcome, Ibuka.
Thank you so much for having me here once again. It's a great honor. I truly, really appreciate it. God bless you guys. Thank you so much to be here. I'm so excited to be here once again. Thank you.
So, we're just going to head straight into it. Now, I'd like to say that this particular episode is to help people who have certain feelings about how, or have certain feelings towards God, and they express the emotion of anger due to certain things they faced in their lives and due to a lot of sad moments. And I know a lot of Christians have made you feel blotto for thinking that you're wrong to be angry towards God. But, you know, the fact is, some things happen in life and you just can't explain how you feel. And most times you say to yourself, if there is a God, why is this thing happening? So that's why we're doing this episode, to just answer some of your questions. And we had some people drop in some questions, and we're going to be doing that today. We're going to be answering those questions for you. And if by the end of this episode you still have questions, you can always interact with us on our social media handles, and we can always get talking, of course. So the way this is going to work today is I'm going to be answering some of the questions, while Ibuka 2 is going to be helping us answer some of the questions. There are a lot of questions. A lot of people sent in their questions today, or not today, but they sent in questions, and we're going to try to answer some of them. But if we're not able to answer some of them, we can always continue this conversation on social media, on Twitter and on Instagram at TLBS. You can always search that out and you would find our social media pages. So
straight into the questions. Now, this question says, is it a sin to be angry with God?
So personally, I do not think it's a sin to be angry with God. And also, I do not think there's anywhere in the Bible that says explicitly that it's a sin to be angry with God. Now, the thing is, what people should understand is there are times that things do not actually work out our way, and life can really get so hard, and we ask a lot of questions, and we're just not satisfied with the results we're getting at certain periods of our lives, and it can be really frustrating, and as such we tend to vent out the emotion of anger. So it's really understandable that sometimes we get to that point where we say we're angry with God. But you should also understand that that is one of the tactics that the devil uses to take your eyes off the goodness and the faithfulness of God. And it makes you not appreciate what you currently have that most people do not have. Now, there is a place to be ambitious. There's a place to set goals and wanting to have those goals actualized. But in spite of all those things, you being angry at God doesn't change anything. You know, he's always going to be God. But instead of you being angry with God, why don't you just express that anger to him? Talk to him. I feel like a lot of people need to start... people need to start engaging the atmosphere of vulnerability. People need to start, you know, talking to God the way they would talk to their friend, their brother, their mother, their girlfriend, their boyfriend. They just need to explore the realms and the corridors of vulnerability. So, you know, just talk to God about it. Let him know how you really feel. And you will discover that there's always going to be a solution talking about it. Because if people who are quite scientific, now talking about the therapist and all those people who say talking about your problems, you know, help reduces, or it helps to tackle the issues you're going through, how much more talking to a divine person? You know, there's always going to be a solution. So while you are in that, while you're basking in that emotion of anger, why don't you just express and channel it to talking to him about it? Because I think I also do that sometimes, where I'm so dissatisfied about things and I just go to God. I'm like, yo, I don't even try to form about it. I'm like, God, I'm really not happy about this thing. You have to do something. So we need to start engaging our vulnerable side. God is not asking for you being sophisticated and coming with all the whole grammar and things like that. Just be a child before him and you'll be good to go. So there's really no point being angry with God. It's just foolishness, basically.
Second question, okay? Why do bad things happen to good people? Of course, I honestly knew this question was going to come.
There's really nothing like, why do bad things happen to good people? Bad things also happen to bad people. It's the world we find ourselves in. And things happen to people generally, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is you might call it. So, and what makes the distinction between how the bad handles it and how the good handles it is the element of peace we choose to surround ourselves in. Now, this peace is not the peace that you get from the world or from the things, you know, around you. It's something that is an endowment from God, yeah? So it is, that's what we bask in, that's what we find solace in, that even in a world where things happen and where, you know, ugly situations come up, we're assured of victory, we're assured of peace. And that is the crux of the gospel, that is the crux of this message, that is the crux of this whole God thing, is that he gives you what the world can never offer you. That is real peace. You know, everybody tries to find peace in different things, but you know, one thing is sure, God's peace is, you know, the only assurance. So bad things happen to good people and bad people also. It's life.
Third question, is my prayer not enough to change God's mind? You know, I think this one, maybe it's a jambite that asked this question.
But anyways, I've heard this thing from Mivuka before, and that's, we don't pray to change God's mind, we pray to change ourselves. Because what prayer does to you is that it aligns you into the purpose of your destiny. Do you understand? It aligns you into what you were created for. So instead of going into the place of prayer with the mindset of, I want to pray to change God's mind, the thing is, before you were born, there was already something said about you that you have to fulfill. So when you see things not working out in your life, the best thing to do is to not try to change God's mind, because it really can't be changed. So what you do is to inquire of what needs to be changed in your life so that it can be in alignment with what he has for you. So that orientation has to be changed. We don't pray to change it, to change God's mind, but to change ourselves to align with God's mind.
Fourth question, doesn't God owe us a lot after bringing us to this world? Okay.
Well, God doesn't owe us anything. That's just the simple truth. And if he actually did owe us something, I think he has actually done it, which is giving his only son to die for people who didn't ask for it, or who most times do not appreciate that act of sacrifice, that act of love. And but basically, he doesn't owe us anything to think about it. There's a particular verse of scripture that says he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and that we lack nothing. You know, so the earlier people, the earlier you start to realize that God is for you and he has placed everything in your care,
Another verse of scripture says that you are part of the commonwealth of Christ if you are a child of God, basically. So there's really nothing God owes you. As a matter of fact, God is rooting for you, and God has placed everything within your reach. All you had to do is just take a step of faith and just receive all that has been revealed to you by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, basically. So he actually doesn't owe us anything, and you know, the earlier you start to realize this, the better your perspective about God becomes. The better it becomes.
Now this fifth question is going to get you. And I feel like at some point in my life also, I was asking this question too. Why is serving him so hard? Why is serving God so hard? Like, yo.
Why is serving God so hard? I want to say that serving God really might not be hard. What if it is your definition of what serving God should be like? That hard? Are there troubles? Are there trials? Are there temptations? Yes. But Jesus says that He says that my commands are not bothersome. I get that. See, I'm a young person. I understand the challenges. Guess what, guys? I understand the temptations. I go through them myself. I tell you, when you understand what the gospel really is and who God really is, who your master really is, knowing that your master is your father, the one who you have been called to serve is your father, not the tax master, it will help you to serve God not from a place of fear, but a place of understanding of relationship and love. We have been called to serve God out of the place of relationship and love. When we serve God in that way, guess what, guys? It's easy. Would there be troubles? Would there be persecutions? Yes, there will be, but it's easier when you serve God from a place of relationship rather than taskmaster. Your work with God is not anything like your work in the secular world. The structures in secular work is different. Many times it's difficult because we see God like a secular world or secular work frame, programs, the structure. That's not it. It's a family business. It's a family relationship. It's a relationship. It's a love affair. So even as we work for God and as we serve God, it's a love affair, a relationship, out of a relationship to serve. And when there are troubles, when there are difficulties, we have one we can run to, and that's our Father. Tell him about every single challenge and see what bring up. And my spiritual father told me something, and I keep running with that. He says, no man can work for God. No man can do the work of God, yes, but by himself, for God. God does his work. God does his work through us for himself. Even our service to God is God working in us to do it. It's a relationship. It's not your Abba. It's not one that will give us a task and will not lift up. I would like that. Jesus Christ talk about the Pharisees, that they give tasks but they don't lift up anything with their fingers. It's one that when he gives us a task, he goes through process with us, so we can be sure that when we serve God, God is serving with us. We serve God knowing that he's serving us. The Bible says, for God that work in you, that work in us, both to build and to do for his good pleasure. So as we are working in God, as we are working and serving us, guess what? God is serving us, is working in us. He's divine life.
Number six. Now, for those who are quite spiritual, I think the person who asked this question might be sort of spiritual too. So the person is saying, is it valid for me to be angry after David? After all, David also expresses anger in Psalms 13, 35, and 42. Oh, maybe the pastor is asking this question. Knows all the scriptures.
Is it okay to be angry? Yes, it's okay to be angry. And guess what? It's also okay to express your anger to God. It's also okay to speak about that anger to God and let God deal with it. We must learn to be real with God. I feel like it's a relationship, guys. It's your father. God wants us to be real, so real with him about every single thing in our lives.
And yes, part of you is our expressional anger is about the issues in our life with God and saying, Lord, I do not even understand what is going on in my life. Have you been at a place in your life where everything is not working? Okay, to be so bad and say, Lord, I don't understand what's going on. Express such anger to God. Guess what? If you are sincere with the Lord, guess what? The Lord will do something with you. He will give solutions. He will give you peace and quietness. And a wisdom from the Bible. The Bible says that do not compare yourself to the evildoers, because their end is destruction. Do not envy evildoers. And most times, really, the reason why we get angry is because we always continually keep judging ourselves by the achievement of others. But you must understand your path is different. God has a mapped up a special path for you. Satisfied with it. Stay there. Stay with God. Stay in your name and walk your path. In your anger, do not be angry in your heart. Don't keep it to yourself. In your anger, express them to God and ask them to help you, to give you light and great sight.
Number 7. Okay, this person is saying, I'm stuck in life despite my dedication to him. Why? Oh, what do you have to say to this about? What do you have to say about this, Ibuka?
Many times we are stuck in life. Since it happens. And this is where we are stuck in life. Yes, many times we are stuck in life because we've not sat even as God what our life is about. God has called us for. He created us for a purpose. Before you were birthed, before you were born, God had a purpose to your life. You were not born to this world and God gave a purpose. Before you were born, God had a purpose to your life. And guess what? Many times we are stuck in life because, see, even though there's a popular opinion, people live their life by themselves. In my life, let me live my life. Guess what? In the kingdom, it's not that way. It's God's life. God gave the life. You must ask Him. So when you're stuck in life, it's when it's time to drown your frustration and anger. It's time to go back to the one who created you and ask Him and say, Lord, I don't even know what to do. There's a time in my life where I was confused. I do not know what to do, where to go, what step to take. I was literally confused and I was getting frustrated. I asked God, I had to ask the Lord, what would you have me do? And then show me about what to do. I was about leaving the university and I didn't know, like, I wasn't going to practice my course. I just knew I was going to practice it. I was taught, okay, Lord, I know what not to do, but I don't know what to do. I don't know if anyone can relate to that. And I was confused. And I was asking God, what will you have me do? And God began to speak to me. See, guess what? You need to also know how God speaks to you. It might not come in a loud, audible voice. It might come in a thought in your heart. I'm going to speak to you about many things, about counseling, going to counseling. I'm a therapist, by the way. About feeding between a chef, and guess what? I'm doing them right now. I'm making progress. Many times we are stuck because we are living life by ourselves. Have you thought to ask God? Have you thought to ask the one who created you what He has to say about your life?
This person is saying, I do not see a reason why my brother had to leave this world. Oh, my condolences, please. Super, super sorry about the loss of your brother. May you be comforted. May God keep your family. So this person is saying, I do not see a reason why my brother had to leave this world, and why did God take him away from me? Wow.
Trust me, this is not me trying to be understanding. Trust me, whoever feels this way, I can relate. I lost my sister 2019. Guess what, guys? I was in the camp. I went to fellowship with other believers, pray. I left her LD. And the midnight of the day I left the house, the midnight. I still called phone call from my sister saying me that my other sister was in the hospital. I prayed. So I was 3 hours later, I still phone call from my father in the midnight telling me that my sister's gone. And I was like, my first thought was going to where? Okay, she has gone back home. They're like, no, she has gone, she's dead. Guys, I cried. I wept. I was angry. Why would God take her away? She was a sickler, she had struggled. And guess what? The age that the doctor says that when you get to this age, you're on the sickle, you no longer die, you've crossed it. She had crossed that age. So I kept asking God, why? I was really mad and angry about it. I was angry. Sincerely, I was angry at God. I was so mad at God. I was so sad. Why would you do this? I love you. God knows I love him. I reach out to people. I raise disciples. I'm great. I'm doing many things for God. And God, why would you pay me that way? I was angry. I asked so many questions. It took weeks. It took months. But I had to keep asking God. I had to keep going before God. I didn't have my answers. I never had an answer at once. But God began to give me peace and give me direction, and I'm in a better place. I know that God took her for a reason. I don't have my answers. I don't have my answers, but I just trust his hands. I trust his hands. So yes, I can relate. The answers might not come, but like what helped me, I would also encourage you. Can you look back at your father? Go back to your Bible and look at your father. I know that the death of the loved one of your brother can be so terrible. Sincerely, it crushed me. Because it crushed me. It took my focus away from many things. It crushed me. But let us take our mind consciously back to God in prayers. And look at who our Father is. He loves us. Remind yourself about that. Study.
Okay, and what a way to have a final question. This final question is funny but not funny. Okay, so this person is saying, I'm not married at 34 and I have been waiting for God's time. Has God not forgotten me? Wow. Honestly, a lot of people are on this table and I feel like we should really do justice to this question. So over to you, Ibuka.
Okay. No, God has not forgotten you, even though it's many want to hear this, but it's the truth. Bible says in Isaiah that God has engrafted you on the palm of his hands. Your walls are ever before him. Your life is ever before him. So God has not forgotten you because you're not married. No. God has not. And he can never forget you. Never. I must still realize that there's more to your life than marriage. You were called for a purpose. You were created and born for a purpose. With a purpose, there's more about your life. See, understand. See, I get the idea of the desire for a need for companion, for someone who can live your life with fellowship. I get that. But there's more. There's more to your life. And have you ever thought that you could also ask yourself the question that, what if God is preparing me for something? What if God is building me? Have you asked God a quick question? Why delay me? For every delay there's a reason. For every seemingly delay there's a reason behind it. So ask God a question, why am I being delayed? Is there something you're trying to teach me? Is there something you're trying to build me for? Is there something you're still working in me with? Working on in me? Rest. See, marriage was never built. Man was not built for marriage. We are not created for marriage. Marriage was created for you. So do not chase after marriage. Chase God. Chase his purpose for your life. Desire him. See, a man will find you doing what God has called you to do. You would find your wife as a man in your purpose. Adam was busy about his assignment. Busy about his purpose. And God. But God was the one who was thinking about marriage for Adam. Rest. Be busy about God, about knowing God, seeking God, busy about finding God. God, when it's time for you, when it's need for you to find out a companion, God will raise it up for you, raise the question of God to begin it for you. Rest. Remember, you are not created for marriage. Actually, marriage is created for you. May God help you.
Thank you so much, Ibuka. You've done incredibly well to have answered some of this, in fact, all of these questions. And I believe those who sent in the questions are super excited to have listened to their questions being answered to some extent. And if you still do not feel satisfied to the answers Ibuka gave, it's the Holy Ghost you need right now. But anyways,
Thank you so much, Ibukana. I'd just like to add this before we go, that whatever it is you're feeling towards God, you might not be wrong. And I personally do not feel you're wrong to feel that way. I just believe the light of God's love has not flooded your heart yet. And all of us, and there are billions of Christians all over the world who are praying for the light of God to flood the hearts of people who are still confused about this whole journey in God, in Christ, and things like that. And personally for me, people tend to ask me, why is it you talk about this Christ thing over and over again? You seem to be very outspoken about your faith. And basically the thing I get to tell people is, the reason why I serve Christ, the reason why I'm so much interested in this walk, is the fact that he gives what the world can give, and that is peace. And trust me, I can't tell you that he's going to give you fame, he's going to give you money, he's going to give you this and that. He is, all of these things are in him, but the crux of him coming to this world is to save us from a nature that will take us to hell, giving us an eternity in eternal life, and also giving us peace right here on earth, you know. So, and that's like something the world actually is craving for. We try to look for peace in money, in people, in relationships, in our jobs, in our families. But that the thing is, we actually do need peace from a genuine and an authentic source, and that only comes from Christ. So this is just to tell everyone out there that we are not ashamed, and this is our source. This is how we find solace in the world where there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of things that are happening, and we just bask in the love of God. We just understand that God is always for us, and if God is for us, no one can be against us. We are born winners, and life is going to get better, you know, because even Jesus said, in this life you will go through diverse things, temptations, persecutions, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. My peace I give to you, not as men give, but my peace which surpasses all human understanding. So that's my word for everyone who's listening out there. Just, you know, if you've not experienced the love of Christ, avail yourself and to surrender yourself to the love of Christ. Be part of God's family. You can always reach out to me on my personal social media account on Instagram at @Adeyinka_black. We can get talking at on Twitter. It's @Adeyinka_black. So, and on TLBS, you can always reach out to us on all our social media handles. Let's get talking and let's, you know, talk about things. And having said all of that, I just want to say God loves you, and be the best version of who you have been destined to be. And I'd like to say thank you guys for listening to this particular episode today. We're grateful and we do not take you for granted, and please make sure you share this podcast link to every single person you know. Share this to your friends, your family, your mommy, your daddy, your everybody, and your girlfriend, because I'm going to share it to my girl. But anyways, thank you so much, Ibuka, for joining us, and we are super excited to have you. And I don't know if you have something you want to say.
Don't know to be here once again at Lumi and Black's studio. It's an honor, like, it's a great privilege. Thank you guys for having me. See you guys some other time, hopefully. You can follow me on Instagram at Jedidiah Instagram, Jedidiah Instagram, Stagram. Yes, or on Instagram or Twitter at Jedi_E. God bless you guys. Have a great, great journey with God.
And that is that on today's episode on TLBS. Please make sure you stay tuned and make sure you're ready for the next episode, which is dropping next week. Is it next week? Whenever it drops, but just be ready. So stay safe, guys, and have an amazing day today. Goodbye.